And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
This is a Madhouse Radio Classic.
What's up, man?
Yeah? Good. Good for you, dude. That's good. You're talking very low.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just out of it. But I'm good.
Wow, man. So what have you been up to? Working or just chilling?
Yeah, today I was kind of dicking around, but working too.
Yeah?
I had a little bit of a session that I just fucking, what the hell did I do? I don't even remember. I just got really fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm probably going to work into the, like, 2 a.m. or whatever.
I was going to ask, are you done for the night or you still got to keep going?
Fuck. What's that?
I was going to ask, you're not done for the night still? You got to keep going after this?
Yeah, I might.
You might?
It's not like a definite, but...
Oh.
Might be a good idea.
Might be? Well, good, man. I hope you make it through it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be good. It happens all the time.
All the time? You're used to doing shit like this all the time? All right.
Oh, yeah, dude. My hours... I don't really get into work till, like, noon.
Rick Lou, the Energizer Bunny.
So it kind of adds... It kind of goes to, like, 16-hour kind of thing, so where... I'm up for 16, asleep at 8, but I just have weird hours, so...
Wow, man, that's a hard life to live, man. I used to live that before, and I did it for, like, 5 years straight.
Yeah.
And man, for real, it took, like, maybe, like, 2 years to get better, you know, like, to
really?
Get normal again.
Yeah, that is crazy. I can get up early when I need to, but it's hard.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I do better when I'm minimizing sleep. If I get one day a week where I can sleep in and shit, I'm like good to go. I can go the 6 days and I get one day where I sleep like an extra 4 or 5 hours and I'm cool.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know, all that shit. I wish I could just, eventually I'm just going to sit there and, my whole goal is this. My goal is to just keep writing songs and I'll just be like, if I can get a job as a songwriter in Nashville, that would be so sweet, because it's, like, so easy. And all I do is fucking write songs every day. As long as I get my work done, I can do whatever the fuck I want, really.
Really? Yeah, well, that's true.
So...
I mean, as long as you're doing your work and shit, then it doesn't matter what the fuck you do, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I've gotten to in my life, to where it used to be. You know, every other job is the opposite. Every other job, you gotta fucking constantly look busy. You got to appear to do this or appear to do that, and it has nothing to do with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially the military. Jeez.
Right.
That was, like, the biggest hassle. Like, I had to, like, they couldn't explain to me. I don't know. The military is not for me. I don't even know why.
Well, you did it. Were you young? You were young when you did that, right?
I was, shit, I joined at, like, fucking 18.
18 and shit? What, you did just four? You did your four?
Yeah. Well, no, I did three. Three. I got, kind of got let out a little early.
Alright, was it honorable?
It was honorable, but I don't know. It was fucked up, dude. I was acting all nuts and shit.
Wow.
I fucking got kicked out.
That sucks, dude.
I got honorable, so it was cool, though. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, well, whatever. I mean, at least you got to do something for 3 years, you know. You got to shoot a gun. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, it was alright. It was a lot of fucking bullshit, but it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not doing like a show. I'm just like doing some pranks, you know. I'm broadcasting it in case there's anything good, you know. I'll put it up, but I was wondering if you want to do some pranks. But
yeah, that's fine. I don't give a shit. Let's do it.
What kind of shit? I got a huge like an old log of numbers from way back in the day, you know.
Oh yeah.
Most of them are still pretty good.
Yeah.
You got anything in particular, like a Chinese restaurant or something? I'm trying to think what we could do here.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, I want to prank some places we haven't pranked yet.
That we haven't pranked yet.
I'm trying to think of where a good place, like, do you ever prank, like, some other English-speaking countries? I don't know what the fuck they would actually
Yeah, be. Yeah, we got, I'll tell you, like, off the top of my head, we got Australia, New Zealand, Guam is always fun.
What the fuck is in New Zealand? I met a couple, but I met this one broad from there. I was out in L.A., but I don't know much about them.
New Zealand, I think it's in the Pacific.
Yeah, I just don't know what their deal is.
Like, yeah, they used to be, like, British, like a British protectorate, like something.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I'm trying to think of anywhere funny to call.
All right, I'll tell
you. I want to call somebody that, like, a country, Like, you know what we should call? We should call the Netherlands, maybe.
The Netherlands? I'll see. I'm sure we got... Look, in New Zealand, I've got Tree Monkey. That's all I got in this log, unfortunately.
Huh.
I forgot the name of the... what's the name of the town? It has a town. Queensland, right? Isn't it Queensland, New Zealand?
Yes.
Is it Queensland? No, it's Australia. I got Gay Construction. In Australia. In Australia, it's like, it's Monday afternoon right now in Australia.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do over there.
Gay Construction, all right, we'll call them. Well, let me see what else we got there. Okay, Shadow Lounge. Pizza Hut in Australia. Three Monkeys Coffee.
How about, let's call that, what did you, shit, you said like
two ones ago.
You said, Pizza Hut's kind of weird. I gotta call them. But what about,
hey, you remember a prank you did once to Pizza Runners? You wanna try to call them?
Yeah, Pizza Runners.
Let me look for Pizza Runners. Hang on. Let's see if I find them. I found them here. Okay, yeah, they're in New South Wales. And I was, yeah.
That's so fucking stupid.
I got it here. Pizza Runners. Alright, let me connect. Oh.
I'll try the same thing, see if it goes better.
Yeah. Alright, hang on. It might be a little bit of a hold.
What was the Pizza Runners call?
Maybe a little bit of a hold. Hang on. Right. Don't go anywhere.
What was the Pizza Runners call, you said? He called as, like, Tony Montana,
yeah,
kind of, like, hey, yo, we need some runners. You know, like, hey, how far away are you from the beach?
I think
that's a classic. I Tuck, let me see if I can get the...
Bruno Vega guy.
Yeah, Bruno Vega, that's the one. Let me look at Lonesome Loser's log here from recent... I think I have the last toll-free... There we go. I think that's the last phone call. Let's see if it still has any minutes here. I hope it does. It's not in the memory. Shit. Alright, let's see if this works.
Nine.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, that's... You there, Rack Luke?
Yeah.
Hang on. I didn't speak...
There we go. Oh man, I don't have an international card, I don't think. No, I don't. I gotta see if I can find a... I can only call numbers in the United States right now, or Guam. I can call Guam, I think. That sucks, man. I wanted to call Pizza Runners. Tuck, you don't know, you don't have a toll-free card, a card, do you?
Let me see here.
I don't think I do.
I don't know if it's international.
Yeah, see, spoof isn't international. It'll call Guam. I found out by an accident that it calls Guam, but I don't know. This is not going to be much of a surprise thing if we can't call international. I really want to call international.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, unless some losers like nowhere to be seen. He's the one that's gone.
Look, y'all have fun. Let me run and look.
I never hear, like, I have no idea who the guy is.
I could buy one online.
Yeah, where can you buy them at?
I got an account at a card site that has international numbers. I could try to buy one real quick. Hang on, let me go try that.
If you want to, I can pitch in or something.
No, that's good. Don't worry about it, man. I got to remember what the website is, so that's the thing. We got one listener. I wonder who the hell it is that's listening. Hey, listener.
It's probably
KDK. It's probably KDK. This is talking to us.
I gotta get some new material.
Gotta get some new stuff. Oh, no. Dude. Hey, man. There's a video of KDK, like, drunk off his ass, passed out in front of his computer. Then he gets up, he takes off his pants, and he walks away. And he comes back. He spills a drink all over himself, and then he takes off of his clothes, and he passes out, and he's, like, rubbing his head all over the, like, he's, like, rubbing and massaging his head for, like, 5 minutes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll send you a link to that. It's really creepy, man.
Oh, that was creepy enough seeing him on Stern. That was the creepiest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's a weird dude, man.
He's a fucking douchebag, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for him sometimes, but
other times
I don't.
I do, too. It's just, he's kind of like, I don't know, he's just not funny, man. This is not...
Yeah, I'll say that. It's cool that he had that shit. I don't even know how the fuck did I even get hooked up with KDK.
Isn't that funny?
That guy KDK is not funny anymore. He's not.
Yeah. But no, I was saying, like, how did I even get hooked up? I'm trying to figure out how I found his,
Who found him?
I found him.
You found him? I don't know. You probably just found PCU and heard him on the air. I don't know. Did you find him through Zolar or Dr. Lego?
No, I didn't know them before him.
I don't remember how you just kind of showed up once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to think. It was got to be a link off of something.
I don't know. Probably like, Shoutcast, man.
Yeah, it had to be a link off of something. I'd love to remember. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't even know
good
how.
Good times though.
Yeah, I don't even remember how I found it, man. I don't even know. I just know at one point I listened for a while, and then KDK was like, "I'm giving free slots out." I was like, "I could probably do it." And I told him, and I did it. And just kept doing it. I did it, like right when Zolar started too, so it was kind of like we both started together. And Zolar's like taking it pretty far. It's got a pretty good show now, man.
Yeah. He's doing pretty well, yeah, from what I understand.
Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm working on getting that phone card here. Hang on, don't go anywhere, Raymond.
All
right. Give me a second here.
Maybe more than a second, but man, everybody listen to this.
I found something, but I don't know if it's international.
Mo, we got it. Yo, I got it,
correct.
Your room number is 5.
Yeah, I got a $5 card.
I think it said $5.
You have 5 cents.
Oh.
International? No.
I got 5 cents.
5 cents.
I don't think
we can
make a call.
I got 5 cents. Ooh, me oh my. It's me today.
You have 4 minutes for this
call. We got 4 minutes.
Well, shit, there we go. Let's make it a quick point.
Yeah, then we'll do American ones after this.
Yeah, make it.
We can do Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands too. Alaska.
I got something else
when that runs out. I'm gonna type in and see. I don't know if it's international though.
All right, yeah, we'll send it in. Tuck says he found one. Tuck says he found
what?
One. Tuck's on the station. Also, you can't hear him, but he's saying he thinks he found a card that might be international. We can test out.
Oh, sweet.
We'll try it. This one isn't even ringing. I don't think it's going to work. That sucks. Damn, I thought I had it. I thought it said $5. I was like, whoa.
Thank you.
Nope.
Getting some important phone calls?
All right, I'm going to call this dude here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me see where it's at. Because we got to call stuff that's open, you know?
Okay, but you said,
We've got 7-Eleven in Michigan. An Arab guy answered.
Let's see what we're going to do. Yes, BJ. It's something we should do, like some fucking inside info on something.
Let me see where the hell he is. Let's see here. He's in Troy, Michigan. There's a lot of Arabs in Michigan, man. That's all.
It's
like a big Arab population of them.
Yeah, the last fucking Troy, Michigan. That's up north of Detroit.
Is it?
Yeah, fucking. I had a producer I was working with out of Detroit. He's a fucking lunatic. But yeah, he was.
It's a weird town.
Yeah, Detroit's fucked.
Yeah,
Detroit's just so fucked.
Yeah, there's nothing good going on in Detroit at all. They've got like the worst.
One of the worst fucking places
in the country. Yeah.
I found what might be the dead people.
Yeah, they chase people off fucking bridges and shit. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
There's some great things happen in town, but it's like Upper Michigan's like this. Used to have the auto industry, and it was really fucking huge, and then
it's gone.
Fucking left because American car makers were fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you what though, if I was gonna buy a car, dude, those Chryslers guarantee you like $3 a gallon for like I think it's I don't know how many years.
$3 a gallon?
Yeah, it's like if you buy a Chrysler, isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah, it's a guaranteed, guaranteed a certain amount of money.
Oh, really?
Like I don't know how the fuck they'll do that.
How do they do that?
Like, that's what I'd love to know. Like, how they're gonna.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't know.
But,
Yep.
Pizza runners.
Alright, well, pizza runners. Alright, let me try to call this one. Tuck, you sent that in, right? Alright, let me try this one.
Sorry. Let's. Oh, wait, don't even worry about it. Let's call Puerto Rico. I want to find out, like, I just really want to fucking, I don't know what it is. I just, like, this is a night, like, I really want to get people agitated.
Yeah, well, let's fuck with this Arab, dude. Hey, you know what? Dude, you know those, fuck you, bitch motherfucker, that donut guy?
Yeah.
Okay, he disappeared. I called, you know, on Friday, I called the old restaurant, the old store. And I said, "Hey, is Sam there?" And the guy's like, "No, he's working at another store now." I was like, "Oh, really?" He didn't have the number, but he told me it's on 10 Mile Road, and off of Oak Park or Detroit, Michigan. He said it's a Dunkin' Donuts that's there, and he said that's where Sam works. I was, you know what? I'm gonna try to call it now. 10 Mile.
Yeah, try. Let's
calm him down. Let me try to find it. He used to leave at, like, this time, though, so maybe we can find out at least the fucker's there now. I don't know if this is Detroit or what.
Sunday, on a holiday.
Here, I found it.
Dallas is even open.
You never know. This is a 24-hour one, my friend. All right, hang on. This is Dunkin'. I found it here. Dunkin' Donuts, Michigan. This is 10 Mile Road.
A fancy smash 24-hour one.
Do it. Let's see what we can do with them.
All right,
what'd you say to them to get them all cussing and shit?
Oh, man, everything that, they'll, like, I just call in and I just say your mom. Like, I think that's all I did. It would have been the most retarded prank had he just hung up, but he got so mad at me. And then after that, like, I used to call him and said, "Hey, I left my debit card there," and he'd go look for it, and, you know, and then he'd come back, and I'd play it back to him, him saying, "Fuck you, bitch motherfucker," and play it, and he'd get mad. He'd be like, "Come over here, I'm gonna fuck you," and, you know, it says all this, he's a fucking ass. Alright, let's see if this is him. That'd be cool.
That would be fun.
Fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Send it in, Tuck. Or whatever, give me a link, you know?
It's kind of in that same vein.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, is Sam there?
Hello?
Yes, is Sam there?
No.
Is there a Sam that works here?
No.
What do you mean, no? I called the other store and they told me that he works here.
No, he was not here.
I'm trying to find my brother Sam, please. I must speak to him at once.
You're telling Sam?
Yes, I must speak to him at once.
This gentleman is
he's not over here.
He has a great inheritance from his father. We must contact him right away.
No one is here.
Are you the father of Sam?
No.
How can we contact this man? I give you $1,000 cash.
I don't know anything about Sam.
Okay, well, you must hate money.
Okay.
You must hate money.
I'm fucking out of it. So I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to say to this.
I do not know, no. I do not know this, and you must hate fucking money.
To place a call, press 1.
Alright, well, let's make this whole prank night the quest for Sam.
Alright, I'm going to call Sam's old store now. I get to the bottom of this.
Press 3. Please enter your...
Oh, shit, I misdialed it. Yes, hi. I'm looking to see if I can locate a gentleman named Sam who works there or may have worked there.
No one is here by that name right now.
Well, is there a gentleman named Sam that does work there?
You can call back in the morning.
What is the deal? Do you know what the staff is like there? How what's the deal with this?
I'm sorry?
All I know is that I need to speak with Sam. I called earlier and I was advised that he works at this location, not at the other one, and trying to follow through. So the least you could do is just help me out and tell me if I can reach him at another time.
You can call back in the morning.
Listen, this is a matter of great importance. I must speak to Sam, my brother. My father is dying. We have inheritance.
This is a family member of his who's been looking for him. We're beginning the runaround. All we know is that he works at this Dunkin' Donuts.
Sir, when you call back in the morning, they'll be able to assist.
Who's the manager there?
Oh, goddammit!
Who's the manager there, sir, ma'am?
Oh, you did not say goddammit!
fuck.
I thought she's white, and she'll just turn black in a second.
Yeah.
Place a call, like, press 1.
She was all nice and, like, proper call, and white. Then,
press 2.
Motherfucker, I told you, call back in the morning.
Motherfucker, call back. I told you, call back.
Service, press 0.
I'm going to call across the street now.
Hello, thank you for calling the Rite Aid Pharmacy. Press 1.
Where's this at?
If you are calling to refill a prescription, I know you're... Please hold while I transfer your call.
Damn it. I'm down to like 10 minutes on this card.
I'll get some fucking, I'll get a spoof or something.
Yeah, spoof is what I need. You got a spoof?
I got something on it.
I can get one, I think.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Fuck. Damn. And he's, okay, you said Puerto Rico, right? Let's try that. Let's try Puerto Rico here. I got Divas International Gentlemen's Club.
There. And sold.
I got a Douglas Dick also.
In Puerto Rico?
Yeah, Douglas Dick in Rio Piedra in American in Puerto Rico.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. This is a Beverly Hills, Puerto Rico, too. Fuck, I didn't know that.
Beverly Hills, Puerto Rico. That'd be classy.
Yeah, I bet. Fuck. Worst type of fucking neighborhood. Fuck, I lost it. What did we say? Okay, they're Divas. There we go. Alright, this is like a nice part of Puerto Rico, though, here. Expensive tourist part.
Good evening, thanks for calling Divas International. I'm speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing there? I'm from out of town. I want to see what you services you guys offer down there, how I can get directions.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to get directions over at your gentleman's club over there.
Oh, okay, we're in Ashford Avenue. 1104.
Hold on.
Where
a
are
second.
You coming from, sir?
How about I tell this cab driver to get here? I don't speak Spanish.
Just tell him to take you to Divas. It's in front of Hotel La Concha.
Hotel La Concha. All right, what's the rates down there? What's the kind of rates you got on there? You give me a price?
We have our cover charge is $10. Today, Sunday, with your cover charge, you get a free drink. Lap dances are $30. Our VIP room starts at $240.
Oh, yeah. Wait, well, what's the last one for $240?
VIP room, so it's,
Oh, what's going on in there?
Girl dances for you. You have to get a bottle.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I feel like a VIP in this country. Treat me good over here. Want to see, Want to see. You guys got a donkey show in there? I went to see a donkey show last night over in Havana. I tell you what. I never expected to see something like that.
What's a donkey show, sir?
Oh, they got the craziest thing. You ever seen The Godfather? They had it in there, too. I didn't think it really existed. But it was pretty amazing.
Okay, this is a gentleman's club. We have girls dancing on stage, topless.
Okay. Oh, so girls only.
No. This is it's for gentlemen. It's a gentleman's club.
Yeah, but I mean, it's girls only in there. They ain't got no man dancing around in the bikinis and all that.
No, sir.
Okay, very good. All right. So, okay, you know, what's the address again there?
Yeah, you can tell the cab driver it's right across the street from the Hotel La Concha.
Hotel La Concha, he's going to know where that is. All right. Let's see, what else here? Oh, yeah, have you guys got anything? Is this legit, or they got something on the side? You know, where you can, like, say you want to take... I heard you guys are, you know, it's more of a... It's a different country than the U.S., I figure. Is there any way we can get some girls home with us, or what is that? How does that work?
No.
Or maybe you can refer us to some place that does that.
I wouldn't know any place that does that, but here you can't take the girls, here you can't touch the girls, and,
Well, you can't touch the girls.
No, sir, you cannot touch the girls.
What do you mean? I don't get it. I mean, I thought I came over here, you know, have some good times and drink some, you know, them drinks. So, I mean, you know, pretty much, and that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what if money was no object? Because I am an oil tycoon.
I understand, sir. But the thing is, that's our rules in the club. There's no touching, no sex.
What if the girls touch me?
Excuse me?
What if the girls touch me, though?
Oh, they're not allowed, sir.
They're not allowed to touch you at all? What in the world kind of gentleman's club is this? Well, we got some down in Atlanta that's better than this one. You can do anything with them. You can even take them in the back room.
No, the thing is that there's different clubs that have different rules. We have to be strict rules.
Okay, well, can you recommend a club that's not very strict?
The clubs that are not very strict, there are some in Puerto Rico, but I don't know the names. And it's, the other day in the news, they raided one and they arrested everyone. So that's the risky part of that.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know. I mean, I got payout money, but I don't need any of that.
No, so you don't want none of that.
What about something where they got, we can do it legit. They have, like, brides and stuff you take with you, or, like, I was over in Russia.
If you check in the San Juan Star.
Sorry, let me write this.
San Juan Star in the classifieds.
Yeah.
There's some of the, there's some ads that say, what did they say, it's like escort service.
Oh, escort service. Yeah, because I need to be escorted around. I have no idea what I'm doing down here. I figure, why not a good young lady?
Yes, there's some that offer escort services, and you can check that in the newspaper.
All right, I thought you guys are a little more third world country, but it seems like you guys have got nice laws in effect.
No, sir, this is part of the United States, sir.
Oh, that's right. They can't do all that mess no more.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. All right, well, thank you. What was the name of that paper to look in again?
The San Juan Star.
The San Juan. Okay, so S-A-N...
Just like the capital, San Juan Star.
Oh, okay, San Juan Star, and they got the classifieds in there with the girls in there.
Under escort services.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate it. What's your name, sir?
Edgar.
Edgar, all right, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and you're a wonderful ambassador for your country.
Good evening.
All right, good evening. Bye-bye.
Did you see, he's an embarrassment to this country? That was funny as hell.
No, he's an ambassador.
Ambassador, dude, that was funny. Oh my god, you're just like, what kind of fucking place is this?
I know, dude, I was thinking, remember like in The Godfather where they went, they were like, they had a fucking like donkey show and shit?
It's like you have a donkey show like it's Mexico or something.
Yeah.
And he's all like...
No, they were in fucking Cuba.
That's right, yeah.
They're in fucking Cuba, which is where they're at, but... Oh, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's perfect.
Who cares? What the fuck is Denver? Look, I'm
from Puerto Rico, and I know, like, that area where we called right now. It's like a really... It's a really built-up, really nice, like, really expensive casinos and shit like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was really funny because you said it's so, like, stereotypical, like, like, oh, you got donkey shows there, like, it's Mexico or something like that. So he's probably like, motherfucker, this
donkey
guy.
Show.
Yeah, that's funny. Great. That is funny, man.
Yeah, well, we should look that up, man. I wish Lonesome Loser was around. We could
Get in the app. That'd be cool to prank Cuba. I doubt I'd be able to get a phone call to get out there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cuba, they fucking probably come and send some people on a raft after you.
Yeah, alright, well, hey, here's what I can do. I can reorder some phone card minutes.
Literally.
If you want to, it's up to you. I mean, we can just do something, you know.
Well, the thing is, there's only 1 minute left of the card now on the spoof.
Oh, yeah, I mean, whatever you gotta do.
Hang on a line. I'm gonna go grab my wallet, and I'm gonna purchase, like, 60 minutes.
Yeah,
unless you don't want to go. I mean, you want to go? I mean, I'm just feel like pranking. You know,
no, hell no. I want to prank all
night. All right. This is, like I said, we're not doing a show. I'm just, like, fucking chilling, you know, so.
No, I understand. It's funny.
Yeah, cool. All right, hang on, dude.
Are you broadcasting, though?
Yeah, I'm broadcasting as normal. It's got zero listeners right now. I'm just like, I'm testing it out because I redid one of the computers, so I'm kind of like testing out to make sure it's all running okay, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but honestly, the listener count is zero, so I don't, you know. I'm not expecting. I'm just, you know, like I said, just doing some practice.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I'll notify a couple people. So
yeah, let some people know.
Just for
yeah.
the hell of it.
Tell them to go to the site. All right, I'm going to go grab the wallet. I'll be right back, man.
All right. Okay.
I got a nightclub, the Daiquiri Lounge. Nightclub. I got Jose Cholo. That's in Arizona. There's a Bruno Vega in Winchester, Virginia.
Winchester.
Yep.
Let's see here. How about... So we got...
Oh, you tell me anything. I can search. This is like a bank of 2.5 years of numbers. So you've, like, if you want Chinese, I'll put in Chinese. Or if you pick a city or any kind of store or a name.
Chinese.
Yeah. Anything, Indian restaurant, I'm telling you, anything.
Oh, okay.
Every single number that Lonesome Loser sent since the show started, I got here in a big file.
Holy shit.
Like, I can search it. It's like in a database.
That's pretty amazing.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking amazing. How about, look up, cunt.
Cunt? C-U-N-T?
Yes.
It won't, let's see. It might pull up a partial name. Yeah, cannot
I'm
find
sure
it.
You motherfuckers look up names like that.
No, cannot find anything. There's that Douglas Dick. And you know what else is here? You remember Dick Dingle?
Oh, God.
You remember Prankmaster?
Yeah.
We told him he was calling Dick Dingle and said it was you. I got that number here. That's old,
funny.
Though. That's probably really old.
Fuck it, let's try it.
That's all right, good. Dick Dingle. You should,
really old Dick.
Let's prank him as Prankmaster.
No, I'll try.
Can you?
If anything, it'll be
let me try
somebody's number, probably the original person.
Yeah, hang on, dude.
Oh, I can't get his voice.
He's trying it.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Dick Dingle, please?
This is Mrs. Dingle.
Oh, how are you doing, ma'am? We're doing
okay.
Product research for Colgate. We would like to know, does your water have fluoride?
I live in a retirement center in a rented building, and I can't tell you.
Okay, well, how often do you use our product?
What product? Your
Colgate
toothpaste
with tartar control?
I use it twice a day.
Hall. Wonderful. What brand of floss do you use?
Pardon?
What brand of floss do you use?
Gosh, I can't remember what it is. I'd have to go and get it out of the bathroom to find
out. Oh, that's
out.
Okay. We don't want to put you through all that trouble. But we'd
Thank
like
you.
To say we're offering a new licorice and candy cane and cherry and mint. We've got new flavors for Carter Control, and it's also Tyler Control, but it's floss.
Uh-huh.
And we've got those, and we might be giving those out. So we come for your facility and everywhere else. I mean, we're going to be going door-to-door across everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be giving these out to everybody, and they're going to be hooked, I'm telling you. It's going to be amazing. It's sweeping across the nation.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. So do you like Old Westerns?
Do I like Old Westerns?
Yes.
Not especially.
What sort of movies do you like?
Oh, my goodness. I hardly go to a movie anymore. I'm in my 80s. My husband is 90.
Oh, yeah?
And actually, he's in very poor health. He's in the hospital at the moment, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't pay much attention to movies.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. I hope
his
health gets better, and you have a nice evening.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Would you feel bad, Recklin?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I don't know.
Oh, poor Recklin.
I mean, I'm sorry, dude. There's people I can bust with, but she's really nice. And
yeah.
Polite, and
she's
was
a
like,
sweet.
Yeah, my husband. That's probably why she even answered the fucking call.
She's a sweetheart. Poor lady. Yeah, you got a point. Dude, that was funny, though. We asked about the Colgate.
I hate it out of the conscience.
You want to have a Colgate? He's going to fill out water.
I don't know it, but... Evidently, it didn't work out too well.
All right, I'm gonna call the Elko Key Nightclub. I'm gonna do this one. You can jump in if you want, whenever. But
I'll try to figure out something. Basically.
This isn't PR, also.
What you do?
Yeah, Tuck. I'll try your number for international too. Thanks, man.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, speak English?
Hello, not
you speak English, stupid? Hello? Stupid.
Hello.
Hello, stupid.
Hello.
You speak English? Hello?
Yes.
I need directions.
Oh, you need the direction?
Yeah.
This is a street.
Shut up, please.
111.
Shut up, please. Hey, I'm at the Embassy Suites.
I'm getting
fucked, Bill. Huh? You just hung up, stupid. That's fucking too loud there. Are you there, Rec?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you still there?
This is the phone department. Hello?
Hello?
She tried calling. She tried tracing the call. She's doing star 69. Yeah, I heard
her. How the hell is she doing that?
She's stupid. No, she's just trying to do call return to call back or something.
What a call. Press 1.
Call return.
Please enter your destination.
Stupid asshole.
Who are you calling?
I'm trying to call her back. I was going to yell at her. Fuck. Alright, I'm going to call her the Decorating Lounge. Unless, do you have an idea or a suggestion?
Decorating Lounge. Call,
I got Frederick Gassy in Las Vegas, I just saw here. Old guy. Frederick Gassy.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll do that one, alright. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Richie baby? How you doing this evening?
Who?
How you doing, Richie baby? How you doing? It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we hang out, went down on the strip, you know?
Fred!
To place a call, yeah, press 1. To listen to
I don't know what the fuck to say. Who is this?
Same guy.
What's his name?
Fred Gassy.
Hello.
Hey, Fred Gassy, how you doing, baby? How you doing now?
Okay.
All right, so what do you say? Couple drinks on a strip like the old times, huh?
Who's this?
Good times.
Who are you?
This is Ralph the Red. How you doing?
Who?
Ralph the Red. You don't remember me? The back of the old times of the Stardust, you know what I mean?
What's your name again?
My name is Ralphie the Red. You know, I used to have my hair slicked back all the time going down to the Stardust. Good times. Watching Frankie and them.
I don't think I know who you are.
Oh, come on, what's wrong? You got the Alzheimer's there? Oh, don't you remember me, Ralphie the Red?
Where do I know you from?
What's that?
Where do I know you from?
Oh, down on the strip, you know?
No, I don't know.
You used to have a couple of drinks all the time, many drinks.
I don't drink.
Frankie and all them.
I think you have the wrong person.
You used to drink the club sodas. You didn't drink, no.
No, no, no. I never drank with you or anybody else, ever.
Oh, yeah? So what, you just forgot about me or something?
Freddie. Freddy!
To place a call, press 1. To please enter your destination.
You just called his head back, aren't you?
The phone number entered is invalid.
Just try him again. Hang on. Don't say anything while I dial that.
You wish to call.
All right, let me try him this time.
Same guy?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Frederick Gassy.
Hello.
Hey, Freddy, why you gotta be so down, you know, down in the dumps? What's wrong with you?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I can't remember. You don't remember me. All the good times we had together?
Huh?
All the good times we had together back in the day, oh. Can't believe you forgot already.
You got the wrong number, dude. You understand what I'm saying to you?
What do you mean? You ain't got to be mad at me. Come on, buddy. Let's have some good times. A couple of drinks. No, I remember your voice. What's wrong, man? Come on. Just go out and have one drink with me. Just one drink.
Stop calling me because I don't know who you are.
Oh, you ain't gotta be like that, Fraggy.
Oh.
One more time.
Yeah. All right, we'll call it one more time.
This is gonna be good, dude. You're getting riled up. One.
We're getting him there. All right, don't say anything while I put this.
Hang on. 5 minutes to your card. Press 3.
All right, here we go.
To place a call, press.
Oh, he hung right up.
To listen to your recorded calls. Press 2.
He hung it right up. Right when I
called. Press 3.
Good one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll try him back a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to call and say, hey, what? Now I'm starting to get upset.
Yeah, now you're pissing me off here, you bastard. All right, I marked that yellow.
Oh, come on, Freddy.
Yeah, I marked the yellow. It'll be easier to find.
The guy's like, dude, look at that.
Yeah, where did he become young all of a sudden? Like, dude.
I thought he was old shit.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he's like, dude.
Oh, man, he doesn't sound old anymore.
No. All right, I'm going to call McDonald's in Guam, all right?
All right,
join in if you want.
Over there.
In Guam. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. That's why I know. What time is it in Guam? Got to find this shit out. What? I think they're like Australia time. Time is it in Guam.
Well, it's on the other side.
I think it might be like right before the line or right. I think it's right after.
Over by Asia.
Let me see. Current local time in Guam. It's coming up now. It's 2:35 p.m. Monday. Yeah. Sweet.
2:35 p.m.
Huh? Tomorrow, yeah. It's tomorrow afternoon.
Huh.
Wow. All right, let's give them a call. Let's mess with these fucks. Hey. Hey, how you doing, sister? Hello? Sister, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey. I have a question. Do you guys do the iced coffee there?
Yes.
You do? Let me ask you a question. When you give out the iced coffee, when you give out the hot coffee, what does it say on the cup itself? What do you put on it?
The what?
The hot coffee. You know when you sell hot coffee? You have to put a warning on it, right?
What do you mean?
You put a warning on the hot...
Iced coffee?
No, the hot coffee, you put a warning on it, right?
It's in the cup, yeah.
In the hot coffee, the cup has a warning, right?
Yes, sir.
What does it say? Ma'am.
What do you mean, in the cup?
On the hot coffee, when I go and I say, I want a hot coffee, you give it to me in a cup and it has a message on it, right? It says, warning, it's hot, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, why doesn't the iced coffee say it's cold?
What do you mean? It's iced coffee.
Yeah, but you know what happened to me? I have sensitive teeth, and anything cold that hits my teeth, it gives me pain and I have to spit it out. So I go and I get a sip of this iced coffee you gave me in the drive-thru, as I'm pulling out, and it hits my teeth, and all this ice got in my teeth, and it started hurting, and I spit it out, and it covered the windshield in front of me, and I couldn't see, and I got into a car accident, and I hit a tree. Why don't you put warning on the cold coffee?
What do you want us to put on the cold coffee sign on that?
It's supposed to...
it's the cold, you know?
It's supposed to say, warning, this coffee is cold.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do about my car now?
I know, you know.
I hurt my neck. I hurt my neck. My back. Oh, my neck, my back. My doctor's on the line, too. I hurt my neck and my back.
Hello.
This is my lawyer. Bruno Vega is my lawyer. He said I have a case against you. Go ahead, Bruno.
You definitely have a case that we need to settle out of court. Otherwise, we're going to take you through a long legal process, and you are not going to like it. You understand?
Ms. McDonald's.
That didn't go over too well.
Did she hang up already?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't cut out to be a lawyer.
I guess not. Well, she says she's slow, you hear? She's like,
sound like a dumb bitch.
Stupid woman. Yeah. Okay, here's one. I remember I pranked.
It is.
I don't know if you ever heard a prank call I did once. Let me clear this. No, she was still on there. She's just sitting there. I called KFC in Guam once, and I told them that they sold me 25 pieces of shit instead of chicken, and she got mad at me. I'm going to try to call her again. This is KFC in Guam. It's in the mall in Guam. Man, I'm hungry for some chicken right now. Fuck. Did you eat today, Reclude?
Yeah, dude. My diet consists of this. It's pretty much like I get up, drink a protein shake, and I fucking go work out, and then I drink a whey protein right afterwards, and then I wait an hour, and then I have another fucking protein shake, and then I just eat, like, chicken and vegetables, keep on making it.
Well, so you're doing that whole health thing, really?
Yeah, it's I just gotta be creative. That's the only way I can do it, to have everything right at my disposal.
What kind of working out? Do you like cardio? Do you like weights, or what do you do?
I'm doing, like, an hour of cardio a day. And then I'm also, like, I got to wait because this one guy is teaching me how to do weights, and I want to fuck it up. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I worked out a couple times. The schedules have been kind of fucked.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty crazy.
Fuck.
So.
It's hard to work out when you're busy like that, man.
Yeah, but I got it, like, an hour in the morning. So I got kind of a schedule.
Okay, well, that's
so
good. Yeah.
You know, it'll work out. I'm pretty happy about it. It's definitely, I've already lost like 20 pounds, dude, like a month or so.
That's good. Good for you, man.
Yeah, man.
You said you were going to start slowing down on your extracurricular stuff, if you know what I mean. Did you ever think about that or anything? Like, are you doing that at all, or you don't care?
Why?
Well, you know, like you said, you were going to slow down, like, on all the band, not the band stuff. There was, like, all the stuff in the studio, like staying there a lot. I think you mentioned once. Are you thinking about moving out and doing the band thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Mm. Basically, I'm just kind of looking around, seeing what's up. But I got to stay in town, though.
Right.
I really don't want to, but I have to stay in town for now just because of that band.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be kick-ass if we go on tour, and I do not want to blow that shit.
Yeah.
But I'll see how this song goes. I might be moving to Nashville, though.
Really?
Depending on what happens. Yeah, I'd like to be down there. There's some broad. You're around Orlando, right?
Orlando, yeah.
Dude, there's this broad in Orlando. I want to bang so fucking bad.
Who?
There's this broad named Audrey that I've known for a while. She's like real cute little blonde. And
really?
I almost went to hook up with her because... Well, I knew her from before, but, like, because I got fucking married and all that stupid shit.
Right.
That's the only reason I did.
Hmm.
So, but, yeah, now I'm kind of, I don't know, part of me wishes I just would have went down there and seen what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, man.
But it's good, yeah, we've been talking. She's like, yeah, we're going to, she's actually moving to Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
I thought I was, like, moving to Nashville. I'd take some trips down there, come down here and bang you.
Nice.
So.
Good deal. So she's in Orlando now, though? Or?
Yeah.
Well, do it, man. I mean, you got a place here to hang out. If you need a place to crash, if it doesn't work out, you can always go come to our place. You know, we'll do some pranks. Fuck it, we'll just do a show here or something.
If I ever go down there, I want to just... I have this weird thing. I really want to go to fucking Disneyland.
Yeah, Disney World. We got the world here.
Oh, that's
man.
Right, world there.
Yeah, the, buddy.
California. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man. I want to. I had a fun time, though. They have, like, crazy shit around there.
Yeah.
Like, it's way too expensive. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go out there and blow a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll come down there one of these days, bang the broad, do some pranks.
Yeah, well, let me know when you do. If even if you don't stay here, you know, we can just chill. We'll do, like, a show. We'll just hang out here and do some calls together, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least, who knows, maybe, you know, dude, like, Epcot is mad fun. Like, if you go, you can get, like, Epcot, you can actually drink on the property.
Yeah.
Like, they have all the countries, and each country has, like, a bar, and they do,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, Japan does, like, sake, and then Germany does, like,
yeah.
all the beers.
I went there, it was a bit ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went and seen that. That is pretty fucking cool.
Right.
How they did that shit. That's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I, like, there are a bunch of cocks. This place is weird. That's one place not to fuck up in.
No, they got, like, Fort Knox security there, man.
They yeah, I know. Play, dude, you cannot fuck up in there, dude. They will. You ever see the one, like, they have these stories of, oh, I have these, like, horror stories about what happens. Like, they'll just capture you.
Yeah. No, because I
fucking do about it.
My friend, we went on a field trip, and fucking, we were at the MGM Studios, what they called the Hollywood Studios, now they changed the name of it. But
yeah,
he was
I've
like, oh,
there.
he went to shoplift a wallet from one of the stores. Dude, like, and I was hanging out with him. I was, like, kind of hanging out with him, and I separated myself. And next thing I know, I saw him, like, he's like, yo, I'm gonna take a wallet. I'm like, man, JG, don't take the wallet. Don't be stupid. You know, he's like, all right, well, I'm going without you, man. I'm leaving now. And he got, like, maybe 3 feet outside the door of that store. There was, like, an old lady who was, like, an undercover security officer with, like, a walkie-talkie stopped him, and then, like, 2 seconds later, like, Disney security showed up, and they don't play. They're, like, really, like, they come in, they have, like, the earpieces, like the Secret Service and shit. I mean, I'm like, whoa!
It's pretty scary.
They took him down, he had to, and then, yeah, the thing, like, they let him off. I remember he told me they let him off, but he had to go to the local jail. The local prison, he had to do, like, a scared straight walkthrough.
What?
Like, they sent him to the prison, and, like, on the tour of the prison, and they showed him all the stuff, like, the scared straight, because he was, like, we were, like, 15.
Holy shit, you talking about the prison at fucking Disney?
Well, not Disney, but, like, the Orlando prison, like,
Studios.
The Orange County, Orlando, like, prison. And
that's fucking hilarious.
They walked him down. It was like him and a group of like four other guys, you know, four other teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
And like they walked him down through the aisle. He said it was with the worst of the murderers and rapists and stuff like that.
Holy shit.
And he said they were all like yelling at him like, I want cock, I want fucking cock, like that. And he said he this one kid, like he was only 12 and he got freaked out and scared. And they were telling him, don't like freak out and don't laugh at them because they'll actually, you know, you'll encourage them, you know. And like the little kid, they sort of tell him that they wanted to like take his cock, and he was like, oh, like crying and
shit.
Holy
shit, dude.
Yeah, and like they showed him all the weapons that they make out of toilet paper and all this stuff. And yeah, he was like, I had it was a badass time. He said he had fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was supposed to be able to scare him, and he said he had fun because they showed him all the... Like, he said, like, some guy made nunchucks out of toilet paper. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he wrapped the toilet paper rolls all tight, and it was, like, all hard and stuff.
Holy
and,
shit.
Yeah, and he showed, like, the knife. They said, like, the shanks and stuff that they use. Like, stuff,
cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Craziness.
Yo.
Yeah, that shit's fucking freaky.
Yeah, anyway. Well, we were going to call KFC. Let's do that.
All right.
This is KFC in Guam. We'll do that. Hang on, man. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Let me pull you in here.
Speaking, Matthew.
Yeah, this is Sergeant Johnson. Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am? Can you hear me, ma'am? Are you on the horn? Okay, this is Sergeant Fred Johnson over at the military base. How you doing today, ma'am?
Huh?
This is Sergeant Frederick Johnson of the military base. I'm a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, you calling Captain Mulder?
What's that?
calling Captain Mo?
No, no. I am Sergeant Francis Johnson. I'm a staff sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. And I just want to ask you a couple of questions. I'm actually a police officer. I'm an MP.
Oh, sir.
Okay, and the problem I've been having a lot of servicemen go down there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, this is Frank Johnson, the staff sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. How you doing? I'm a police captain. How you doing, sir? Can you understand me?
Huh?
Can you understand English, sir? Hello, this is Staff Sergeant Francis Johnson of the U.S. Air Force. I am a police officer, and we're trying to investigate some stuff that's happened down there with some soldiers, some airmen. They've been chasing around, basically been chasing around teenage girls, and that's one of the places we said, intelligence has said they've been down there. And we want to see if you guys have seen any soldier types, American soldiers. They're actually Marines. So have you seen any people like that? There, one's a Caucasian, about 6'1". The other one is an African-American, about 5'7". They've been causing a lot of trouble, like chasing the ladies around there. And we don't want that. You know, it's an insult to your country. We're trying to do you a justice, you know. We just, any information you can give us, we'd appreciate it.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello. Is somebody there I can speak to, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Country full of deaf fucks, huh? Hang up the phone, Margaret.
Hello?
You son of a bitch.
Ryan, turn this call.
Hello?
We'll come over here and give your goddamn country a bunch of weapons and protect you from the fucking Japs, and this is what you do. This is how you repay us.
Hello?
That's great.
Hello.
That's real great.
those people are so retarded there, man.
What?
Those people are so fucking retarded there.
To add minutes to your card, press 3. Please enter your destination.
Where'd the number go?
You gotta go?
What's that?
You gotta go?
No.
Alright, good.
Tired.
Let me try this one. This is a KFC in Guam, too.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit? Sounds like you have the phone in your cleavage. Ma'am? Is there chicken stuff on the phone? Huh? Huh?
Can you speak louder?
What?
Can you speak louder because I cannot hear you?
Well, can you speak louder because I can't hear you?
Okay.
You baby gorilla.
What?
You're a baby gorilla.
Okay,
you are? Yeah. Are you a baby gorilla? Is that what it is? Hmm? You throw bananas in the fryer? Clap your hands like you're like a retarded, like, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, right, to make things break? You like bananas? Do you like bananas?
You want to speak to my manager?
Please, I would absolutely love to speak to your manager.
Okay.
You don't threaten me. You don't threaten me. You don't get away with it. Put your manager on the line.
Jerry.
It better be a man. There's no woman in manager.
Jerry, can I help you?
Is this manager?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this a manager?
Yes.
Are you a man?
Hello?
I prefer not to speak with women. Are you a man?
Yes, I am.
You are a man. What's wrong with your phone over there? What did you do to the phone?
Can I help you, sir?
That woman who was on the line was making comments about bananas.
About what?
Bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah, she made a comment about a banana, and I don't know if she was speaking about my manhood, or that perhaps maybe she thinks I'm some kind of monkey. Do you mind explaining that a little bit to me while your staff...
I can't
hear you. Huh?
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm African-American, and I don't take it kindly when I called a woman and she said, oh, do you want bananas?
understand what I'm getting?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What is your fucking struggle, man? What? I can't hear you either. Why don't you hang up the phone if you're such a man?
Excuse me?
Why don't you hang up the phone and fix the phone or buy yourself a decent phone? What's wrong? Are you sales low that you can't afford a good phone?
Sir, how can I help you? You're insulting me now. What can I do for
you? Well, I think you have low sales because your phone is no good.
Okay.
That woman made a comment about me eating bananas, and all I want to eat is bananas.
I don't know what you're talking about, but how can I help you?
Oh, I want you to reprimand her and on the phone right now. I want me to hear you tell her that she's a bad employee.
Sir, she's tricky. She doesn't understand very good English.
Why are you employing people with no papers?
Sir, how can I help you?
I want you to
calling about?
Go get her papers right now and read them to me, please.
Pardon me?
I'm going to... Look, you know what, sir? You're this close to being under a citizen's arrest. Very close, sir.
Can you call me back because we have a bad connection. I can't hear you.
No, sir, it's your phone. Your phone is inferior technology.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, you have bad... I want you to get that woman in front of you and ask her why she made a racist comment to me about bananas.
Hold on. Okay, she didn't understand what you were saying. She thought you ordered bananas or something.
Okay, I want you to write her up right now.
Sir, how can I help you?
I want you to write her up.
Sir, I will take care of the problem. How can I help you?
You're asking me the same question, and I'm telling you can help me by writing her up right now on the phone.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
No, write her up. Tell me. You tell me. I say after me, I will... Say it. Sir?
Sir, how can I help you? What did you call for? I will take care of her. How can I help you? What did you call for?
Well, I called to see if you have a banana cream pie pastry there.
A banana cream pie?
Bananas? Sir. Sir.
Banana cream pie.
Oh, sir. Just because I'm African American does not mean I eat bananas and fried chicken and watermelon. You're disgusting, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're bringing us back, like, taking us back, like, 50 decades, man.
Sir, can you call back? We have a bad connection, and I can't hear you.
I refuse to call back, and if you hang up on me, I'm going to write you up.
Sir, I can't hear you.
Sir, I'm running you up right now.
I understand you.
Ryan, do you have the papers over there? My associate, Ryan, is going to write you up right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
He's writing you up.
He's writing you up right now.
What is your name, sir? What is your first name?
How can I help you, sir?
What is your... You will give me your first name.
Sir, what can I do for you?
You will give me your first name.
We're going round and round here.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, you can give me your first name.
Give us your name.
My name is Jerry.
You got
Jerry.
That?
Okay, I got that written down.
Okay. And what is your last name? What is your last name, sir?
Hello?
What?
To place a call, press 1. To listen...
Let's call fucking... Let's see.
Hey, I got Columbus Escorts in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, God. Columbus Escorts.
That's...
Yeah, here, let me give you a number to put in the caller ID. Are you using the spoof?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look at my phone here.
Alright.
Actually, let me think. So it's like 1 a.m. Monday, Sunday into Monday. It's like, yeah, it's... I'm trying to think of a...
3-day weekend.
Place to call... Trying to think of a premise, and then we can give a phone number in there. How about...
I got a dick biter in Pennsylvania. An old guy.
Do we need to call his escort service?
Yeah.
Call it, let me find out a number here. Let me find out a fucking place in Kinko's. There we go. Okay, I got a premise now.
We're going to call from Kinko's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, send me
that.
Yeah,
Sam, I'm down in, Yeah, okay. All right, got it.
Give me the number. Just give it out over the air. Don't worry about it, man.
Let me get, Let me just find the right store.
Okay.
And then that's all I got.
got to do. Let's see here. Office prints, customer support. There we go. Yeah, because there's one Kinko's I'm going to call and have all these hookers go into. There was some degenerate guy.
Hookers go into Kinko's?
What?
There's hookers that go into Kinko's?
I haven't seen any, but there was this degenerate guy that was in there. It was fucking hilarious. He was doing some porno website, and he was all like, fucking half crocked and shit. It was like 3 or 4 a.m. I was busy doing that demo. I was taking down to Memphis, and all the printers were fucking up, so I had to go down there and pay out the ass.
Right.
So this guy was out there making copies of like porno shit.
God. Fucking loser. He's copying porno? Did he bring like a magazine in with him?
No, he had like, he had some like shitty site or something. I couldn't even figure out what the fuck he was doing. But he was, yeah, he had some shady shit going on. He was all like a big pervert looking motherfucker. He had like pictures, he kind of like blocked him from my site because I looked over his shoulder. I saw these pictures of like fucking tits and all that. I was like, what the fuck?
He's probably trying to be some kind of art shit, maybe.
Yeah, no, it was like, you could tell it was like low grade.
Low grade nasty.
Let me find this fucking place. This goddamn shit is retarded. I mean, Google is like a better search engine than like anything. I mean, it's like,
you can misspell something and it'll tell you what you meant.
I know. It's like all these other stuff. Like, I can't even use Yahoo. It's fucking retarded now.
Yeah, so, dude, Google,
I
can't
even look on the site. Like, I'm just gonna have to look it up manually.
Yeah, like Google, I can just type in a search term like a math problem, like, you know, if I need to know what 50% is of, you know, $5 to $28, I'll just type it in and click search, it'll give me the answer, like, immediately.
Yeah, how about this, though? Okay, here we go. Alright, let me text you, or let me MySpace, or whatever the fuck we're on, we're in goddamn Yahoo. I'm gonna give you the number to put in on the caller ID.
Okay.
What, is somebody like, yeah, you know who's fucking calling you? Cocksucker. Somebody would probably do that, fuckers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I get prank calls. I think it's from fucking, who the hell was it, like Nunu or some dumbass was fucking pranking me.
Nunu was?
I don't know who it is, because like I was in the chat room and he posted my number one time. Somebody, I was like, it wasn't him. I can't remember who it was, but anyway, I could talk. I mean, it wasn't even a funny prank. They tried to prank me and shit, and I was like, dude, you're a fucking moron. You can't fucking prank me, you dumbass.
I wonder if it really was Nunu. Hey,
somebody. He probably gave it to, like, they're sitting around pranking. He's like, hey, buddy, let's prank this one guy.
Yeah.
And then they fucking sat around. They sound like a bunch of little kids. I don't know who the hell it was. It's probably not him.
Probably some stupid kids or something like that.
It's always dumb pranks, though. Nobody ever does a good prank. Like, it's always something fucking stupid.
Fuck. Alright, is that the number you sent me? Yeah, that's the one. Alright, cool.
Yeah,
this is going to block. Alright, cool. Alright, so let me call Columbus Escort. You're going to take this one. You're taking this one?
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah, because right. I know the area and shit.
Right, has cool. been disconnected.
Yeah, it's an old number.
Get you this. Hold on a second. Let me just fucking find you one real quick.
Yeah, find that shit.
Fucking Escort.
Let me see what else I got in Columbus.
Any Columbus.
Columbus, Nebraska.
Oh, here we go.
I got the Pussycat Lounge also. Beach Bunnies, Escorts in Columbus.
Oh, this is horrible. What was the other one?
Beach Bunnies.
Peach Bunny. No, we gotta fucking contact these motherfuckers.
There's a place called Wedgies on Channing Way Boulevard in Columbus. What's that?
Wedgies.
I don't know. The Pussycat Lounge. That's in Georgia. I got Dick Penis in Columbus.
Let's call fucking, here we go. I'm trying to find something fucking, I want to find, there's this like tranny prostitutes.
Tranny prostitutes?
Tranny hooker, escort.
Ew.
Escort. Columbus, because that's going to be funny if they show up, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. BBW Escorts Connecticut, Ohio Escorts Columbus, there we go.
Oh, nice.
Here we go. Let's see here, Escorts in Ohio.
All right.
Escort, Northeast Ohio, Cleveland, Chubby S, Ebony, fuck that. Escort Board. Okay, here we go. Alright, let's see what we got here. Wonderful. These are like the shittiest sites. They're like the old sites that were like
MIDI and shit.
Real, like, little GeoCity shit?
Yeah. Let's see here. Now all the hookers are closed. Fuck. Well, here we go. Okay, okay. Go here for the colorful. Okay, let's see here. Kentucky Escorts. This is a bunch. I mean, you know what? Fucking, I'm tired of this. Escort.
Step fucking escort in.
I mean, it's like, can nobody fucking hear? Okay, here we go. The gentleman's fulfillment service. That sounds
that's what I'm looking for. I need to get fulfilled, man.
Gentlemen. Here's
fuck
the comment.
Yeah.
Huge ripoff. If you're looking for some massage. Oh, no. Sinclair Road. Huh. Oh, that place is fucking shitty. All right, let's see here. Triple A Spankies. Executive alcohols. Three is never a crowd. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see what it has about here. Write a review. Reviews, details. Let's see if we got web pages. All right. Huh. All right, let's just call this one, I guess. Mount Carmel West.
Mount Carmel?
315. Yeah, it's trying to figure out what the fuck it is. Okay, this is... Yeah, we can do this one.
All right.
It's, fuck, let me,
Yeah, just paste it to me. I got it right in front of me. I don't care if it goes out. This, like I said, no one's listening.
Oh, nobody?
There's three viewers now, but no big deal. Hey, everybody watching on Justin.tv. And, yeah, we got some people, Saigons, actually, checking out.
Fucking, what was I going to say? Fucking, yeah, I put a bulletin on my MySpace. There might be some people listening from that.
All right, that's cool.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a slow night. There's a ton of people in Syndicate. I'm going to...
What's that?
Like, Dina, like, Syndicate Radio, they called me earlier tonight, hey, you should go on from 8 to 10. I was like, yeah, well, I had just started reinstalling XP in my computer, and I didn't get done till like, 11. Yeah, but I got nothing to... I mean, I got to get up early tomorrow, but I'm not tired, and I just feel like pranking, man.
Yeah, me too. Let's fucking call it. Yeah, the one I just sent.
Okay, sorry. So
that's gotta be the fucking shadiest shit.
Three's never a crowd? That's kind of, yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Hey, baby, three's never a crowd. Let's make it four.
Yeah, let's make it four. What's four? Was that, what's his face? Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, something like that.
Yeah, cool. All right, hang on, bro. All
right.
Hang on, boss.
Hello?
How you doing? Is this, escort service?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I want somebody to accompany me right now. I'm down. I got to do some work a little bit, but I want to see what's going on. Right now I'm calling from the Kinko's over in Westerville.
Okay.
Right off of Schrock. So, I want to see if somebody come down there, you know, and then we'll go from there. I just like to meet in a public place. I got a little bit of work to do anyway. I'd rather not meet at my house.
We can't do that. Like, if you want to come to us, or does they? I mean, if they came to you, that's fine. But we can't just meet somewhere and then go.
Okay. Okay, they couldn't follow me. I mean, I'm just gonna go to a hotel or something.
Well, you can call me down and come to there, but.
Okay, so what do you have to choose from tonight?
Do you have any kind of preference, or what are you looking for?
I think tonight I like, I'm a big fan of the Ebony Ladies. I want to see, do you have anybody that's real, like, what's that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, somebody very aggressive, somebody very dominant, like a Ebony Lady, or close to it, whatever you got, if you can follow those lines.
Well, we can have someone dominant, but unfortunately we don't have any black women tonight.
Oh. Okay, let me think about it for a second. Okay, do you have anybody, because, I don't want to ask too many wrong questions, but I'm trying to think, I'm just trying to figure out if you guys have, you know, what I'm looking for. Basically, I'm looking for, how kinky do your employees get, would you say? Like, I mean... I know what you're saying. I mean, basically, here, I'll lay it out for you. Basically, what I'm looking on, because I'm not very satisfied with my wife, and she's not into that kinky stuff, you know, so I figure, you know, it's, you know, life's short, you gotta try it. So anyway, I want to see if they have, like, you know, if they can bring a strap on and go around with that way.
Okay.
Is it on you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I might have to dress up for that too. I mean, whatever I have to pay, you know, it's worth it.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that. I mean, you can do something on yourself if you'd like, but I don't think they can do that.
No. Oh, they can't. Is that against health codes?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I know what they're doing. What they will and will not do, and that they won't do that.
Okay. Well, what will they do? What's the most risque thing I can get? And also, I probably
too much over the phone. You know.
Okay, that's fine. Well, what about the price?
Price, if you want just one girl, it's $180, or you can have two for $280.
Two for $280. How long?
That's up to an hour.
Up to an hour?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. It's a $280 up to an hour. What kind of money is satisfied? I just give them like a fee, and what happens then?
If you're not, what do you mean if you're not satisfied? Like, if you don't like what you see, like the girls that come, or?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you don't have to pay anything, just send them away.
Okay, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I guess it's professional.
Can you
have
that hold for 1 second?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carlito, jump in.
Okay.
No, don't.
Here she comes back.
Hello?
Still there?
Hello, yes.
Okay, I'm open.
I was just saying, like, what's from the night? I mean, you got any, like, specials, like women or whatever? And
well, right now we have one girl. We have four girls right now.
Uh-huh.
They're all very beautiful, you know. I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for, honestly.
Well, just describe them, you know. Maybe I can go from there. I mean, kind of what I like is what I asked for, but, you know, we'll see what else you got.
Right. All right, well, we have two brunettes, two blondes. They all range from 5'1 to 5'6, between 34B to 36D.
Uh-huh.
You know, all very beautiful. All, trust me, they're all good at what they do.
Oh, okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, where are you allowed to meet them at?
Meaning, well, if you want to come to, it depends what you're looking for. If you want to,
oh,
you
got a place over there.
Well, if you would come to us, then I would have whoever you want would go get the hotel room, and then you can go to a hotel room, or whoever, wherever if you want them to come to you, you know.
Oh, so you're by a hotel.
Huh?
So you're right by a hotel. Okay.
Yeah, we're close.
Okay. There's going to be no stings or anything.
No what?
No stings.
No stings.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be like, you ever see that in Cops where the guy's hiding behind the door? And you know what I mean? I mean, it's no undercover operation. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to tell me.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. Let me go get you. Where are you guys located, then?
On 161 and 71.
161.
You know where that is up north?
Yeah, yeah, I'm right by there, actually.
Though, so you're not too far.
Yeah, I'm right by there, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so
what? Well, I'd have to go send my girl to the room, get a room, because they don't have one yet. And then, so if, once you get up here, if you just want to, like, go, I don't know, go to that Giant Eagle or something there, then give us a call back.
Okay, go to Giant Eagle and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you go to the Knights Inn over there or something.
Do we go to the Knights Inn?
Yeah.
Or are we getting it at the Knights Inn?
Yeah, we're going to the Knights Inn.
We don't rent the Knights Inn, but we can go there if you have a room there.
Oh, do you rent hotel rooms too?
That's what I'm saying. If you come to us, we're going to rent a hotel room, but if you want them to come to you, they can go wherever.
Okay,
you know,
so
why
did we just pay extra for the hotel room?
Well, how would it work for her? Okay, if you want in call, then it's $200 for one girl or $300 for two girls.
Uh-huh.
Because we have to rent a room. I'm sorry. But if they come to you, it's only $180 for the one girl or two
girls. Okay, gotcha. All right, I'll be around there and I'll give you a call when I'm down here.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Say we give a call back in a little bit and say we're a Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what we do, like, because I got to make it funny, because that was so boring.
Yeah, yeah, I
guess. But so what I'll do is I'll say I'm in Giant Eagle, and then we'll call, you know what I'm saying?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call,
and then, like, later on, I'll say, where's your goddamn girl at?
You have a fucking waiting for the poo.
Customer service.
What the fuck is that broad ass? Down here. Come all the way down here to get my dick sucked.
Jesus. All right. I'm looking here. I'm going to call. This is a Chevron I'm going to call in California, in San Francisco.
Okay.
All right, and I'll see if they're open. This should be gassing. I'm thinking of places that are open, you know, tonight, like tonight. And that should be open. So we'll try that.
Probably going to be like Walmart and shit.
Yeah. Probably some dumb shit like that. All right. Give me a second here. I'll try this one. You're good, right? You're staying, right? We're good. You let me know if you're tired. You got to go back to work or something. Let me know, man.
No, I'm actually working right now. I'm just backing up my hard drives and shit.
Whoa.
So I'm good.
All right. Good deal. There's a girl on Syndicate with big titties, and she's showing her nipples off, man.
Really?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you get on there?
Go. That's over at where's that at?
Listen to us or what?
I'm in there now, but I'm not. They already got someone broadcasting, but yeah, she was just showing off her. So it was nice, very nice, very nice.
See what's going on with that?
Yeah. Check that out.
Great. They'll be shut down in an hour.
They'll be shut down probably soon. They're probably gonna get banned. Hopefully they don't, man.
Tabitha Stevens. God, she's a fucking mess.
Oh yeah, she's gotten old. She was on Stern last week, was it?
Yeah, I mean, she was horrible like a while ago, dude. She's fucking done so much plastic surgery. Oh my god. Yeah. I saw her when she was before.
Right.
And yeah, she was actually, you know what I'm saying, halfway decent. You know, she looked really good when she was younger.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But yeah, now it's like cool.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let me call the Chevron here.
Okay. All right.
Hey brother, what's going on, man?
What's up?
What's your hot dog status right now? Sir? That's a valid question. Tell me you're there still. Come on, man. That's bullshit, man.
To place a call, press 1.
I'm calling right back.
Enter your destination.
Alright, where the hell is that fucking broad at again?
The phone number entered is invalid.
SyndicateRadio.tv.
The number you wish to call.
Oh, she's off now. She'll come back on. Give her a second.
Like, well, where do you look at? I don't see shit.
You didn't get the cam up?
No.
There, she's back
the
on now.
The phone number entered is
invalid. No, she's gone.
Please
hold on,
re-enter the number
shit.
You wish to call.
Alright, what do I click on now? I'm at the front page.
She's up.
Please re-enter the number you wish to call.
Channels? I'm trying to figure out where.
You're the Syndicate Radio website, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's there. It comes up on the home page. It comes right up. Boom. And you click on I agree that you're over 18 and lets you right in.
This is private.
Ah, it's on that private shit? Yeah, cause when they get naked, they put it all in private.
What the fuck?
They make it all private. Yeah, because they got girls getting naked. The guy who's on that hook knows he does naked shows. It's really good. He's a funny, he's a pretty entertaining guy. He's here, he's in Tampa too, he's close to here. This guy's not going to answer.
Why don't you call that fucking hooker place up?
The one we called before?
Yeah.
What was it? You sent it to me, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll say we're not.
He's still
not
fucking
a
giant
waiting. Eagle.
Alright, I'm going to spoof it as that number again, alright?
No.
No?
We got to get a different one because.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's a Kinkles number.
Oh, it is? Okay, we don't want to.
We
gotta
think of, like, oh my god, let me pull out my phone, pull some.
Yeah, give me a number. Give me a name and a number, we'll do that shit.
Holy
fuck
shit, I lost my fucking phone.
Oops, you drop it?
Oh.
What kind of phone you got, man? What do you do?
Razor.
Razor?
I can't wait. My plan goes up, like, exactly in 1 month. I'm getting, like, a Paul. I'm switching to, like, Verizon or something. Dude, Sprint's fucking me.
Right. That sucks, man.
I can't wait to get a new phone. Fuck. All right, hold on a second. Cocksucker. All right. Yeah, I can't see no... You're fucking cock-blocking. I don't see no fucking... All I see is hanging with Hook Nose.
Well, Hook Nose, yeah. It was before, wasn't it? Now it is.
Now
before
live. Was. The home of social broadcasting. People Channels Gallery.
You gotta get an account first, but then they actually gotta approve you first before it even works,
I
think.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, no, because they gotta set it on private. But then if you don't set it on private...
Yeah, I just applied for an account.
You can't have nakedity if you don't have... For private room.
Oh, it says load now. Huh.
Is it now? Maybe it's free now. I don't know.
Some fucking douchebag on there.
Oh, that's Hook Nose. He's cool people, man.
Fucking hacks. I don't want to see your ugly ass. Like, I went, oh. There we go.
I see. It's in the side now. Just a second ago, she...
hot, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you.
Let's start spamming his show and saying, listen to Carlito.
No, don't. They were, because I had my cam on with the feed of us pranking, and they told me to take it down already. Like, hey, take it down, it's Hook Nose's show. They get all mad. Yeah, I want to piss Hook Nose off. Yeah, don't spam it.
Oh, damn, well, this broad's pretty fucking hot.
Which one, the... There's the one, the blonde?
His name is John...
John Rika? Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe it's a dude.
No, that's a chick. It's a chick.
And then there's this other broad. It's got, like, view profile. I'm gonna see this weird gothic broad. Let's see what's up with her. She's got a bottle of beer. What a fucking piece of trash.
Yeah, it's, yeah, girls drinking beer out of bottles is pretty trashy.
I don't know. She looks pretty damn good, though.
Yeah?
Oh, this show's fucking entertaining.
It can be. This guy actually does. He gets the ladies to do the, you know what I mean? Gets them to do things.
Hey, whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, whatever you gotta do, man. Alright, let's continue. Let's see what else I got going on here.
Alright.
Let me go over here. Let me, you got a number yet for me? For the, spoof?
Oh, shit.
Well, I can just do a random number, I mean.
Let me think of one real quick. Fucking, yeah, let me look up one. I wish I had some on my thing, because I don't know where the fuck my phone is, so I'm just going to have to make one up. Let's see here. What sugar bar sweat? Whoa. Giant eagle. Duh. I'll say I lost my fucking cell. Giant eagle 161 Columbus. There we go. Let's get this. There we go. Fucking bam. There's
you got it?
Because then we'll have a reliable number that they can call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they get a decent number that calls back, yeah.
Fucking cocksucker.
Oh, I got something in my eye. That sucks.
Here we go. Yeah, this is what happens when we do our own... we do our own fucking looking up numbers and shit.
Yeah, we just sit here kind of like, ooh.
Alright, so here we go. I got fucking official website to pull it up. Giant Eagle's actually fucking cockamamie fucking place.
What is it again? What is it, like a grocery store?
It's just like a fucking... I don't even want you guys down there. What the fuck you guys got down there? You got Kroger's now, you know?
Nope. We got Publix, Winn-Dixie, and...
Exactly. Same thing.
Walmart. Oh, it's just like a grocery store. I got you. Yeah. I've heard of Giant Eagles. There's some in Pennsylvania, I think.
What the fuck? Fuck that goddamn show.
Which one?
I fucking Hook Nose. Oh, they're playing that stupid ass music. All
you
right,
can't get in?
What?
You still can't get in?
Oh, no, I was in.
Oh, okay.
I fucking X'd it out.
Gotcha.
It's alright. I mean, it's going nowhere.
Yeah, he's got a different show. He's not a prankster.
Oh, he's not? What does he do? Does that broad to get naked?
Yeah, pretty much. There's anything wrong with that, but.
Yeah, that's fine. I can watch that. I mean, broad is pretty hot. They need more, though. I want to see that fucking goth broad. I want to see more of her. Alright, let's see her.
Alright.
Hold on a second, I'm fucking up here. Come on now. Fucking. Alright, so.
They're gonna say that you're there now, is that the deal?
There it is, Bush Boulevard, go and go. Alright, East Dublin Grandpa. Okay, here we go, now I got it. Alright, here. Let's
see, yeah, this would be badass. Let's see how long we continue this prank with these fucking escorts.
Yeah, so we keep, like, running them all in loops and shit, you know?
Say they'll meet us down there.
Who else did we call before?
Oh, my God, listen, listen.
What?
Holy shit, let me think about this for a second.
What?
Let's call. Oh, my God, dude. I'm trying to think of a way we can, like, catch the hooker when she comes in. Like, as soon as we hang up, we call Giant Eagle and say, yeah, there's a hooker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, hey, this is hooker. She's crazy and she's headed down.
This is hooker I'm going to meet. You hold her up.
Yeah, you tell her I'll be right there. Tell her if a hooker comes in looking for me, tell her I'll be waiting for her, like, in the frozen section or something. You know, tell her I'm going to be in the deli.
Dude,
oh,
we got to figure out something. Like, dude, totally bust her out. Like,
yeah.
Like, we gotta think of something where, like, when she comes, like, as soon as we get off the phone with them, they say they're sending somebody over there, like, bam. You know where they're at. I guarantee there's this fucking shady-ass strip club over there.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking Waffle House, behind the Waffle House.
Yeah, anywhere near the Waffle House.
There's a hotel, like, right built into the fucking place. I know exactly where those scumbags are.
Yeah. All right, let me try to call here. Hang on.
Hello? Hello? Hello, is anybody there?
What the hell?
To place a call,
call
press 1.
What the fuck?
To listen to your recorded calls.
That was weird.
That is weird. Call him back again.
Yeah.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Hello?
Hello, this is Paul. I just called early. I'm over at the Giant Eagle right now. Over on 161.
Okay. Well, let me,
Oh, wait a minute. We never decided on, who was gonna come.
Okay.
Okay, who's, like, the first available? I'll just take my chance, at this point.
Well, they're all gorgeous.
Okay, well, I'll trust you, honey. I'll trust you on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so who am I looking for, though? I mean...
Huh?
I said, who am I looking for, though? I'm going
to
be right over.
She has to go get a room. So I can call her right now. She could be on her way. She'll get the room, and then I can have her call. What's your name again, pretty?
My name's Paul.
Paul, okay.
Okay, I'm over here on this phone because I'm not... My wife tracks my cell phone, so I'm calling from... I'm just calling from this one over here, but you got it on the caller ID. I'll give it to you if you need it.
I don't have a caller ID.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you. It's a store number over here.
Okay.
I just got a phone over here, so.
Hello?
Basically, she comes over, gets the room, and then I follow, or what happens?
I'd have to call you back. Unless you want to get a room yourself, I have to call you and tell you where she got the room.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds great, then.
Okay, so what? Can I call you on the store number, or...?
Yeah. Would you like it?
Yes.
Okay, it's, 614 area code. 416-0361.
I didn't hear you. Is it 416?
0361.
0361.
Just tell them, I'll say I'm waiting for a call. It's my wife or whatever. Just tell them, you know, they'll ask... and just say you need to speak to Paul.
Okay. All right. It shouldn't be too long. I'll let her know. Go get the room now and let's see if I return this, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Call up Giant Eagle now.
All right. And tell them we're going to tell them.
Yeah, but now, see, that sucks, because I thought they were going to beat him over there. Wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah.
Like, see, that sucks. At least they're going to go get a room now.
To place a call, press 1. Please enter your destination number,
be there with their legs
starting with the
over.
Area code, followed by the pound sign.
It's a scary area down there, too.
Is it really? Giant eagle in the ghetto?
Yeah, kind of. It's really scary.
Are they open 24/7?
This place should. Let me see here. Oh, fuck. No, they're not.
Damn.
This fucking blew the whole deal.
Whoops. I'm gonna be like,
Just let it ring a little bit. See if anybody picks up.
Alright.
If not, it was a total fucking fail.
Place a call. Press 1.
That sucks. Right.
Back to the drawing board. That fucked up.
Alright, let's see what else we got here. Alright. And it just depends. We gotta find what's open here.
Yeah, everything's fucked. That's right. They probably are closed.
Yeah, it's not a real holiday, I don't think, man. I mean, a lot of places are going to be open tomorrow.
Are they?
I don't know. Like, all the 24/7 stuff is open. Like, all the gas stations and shit like that. Escorts and all that. That's all.
Let's call... this is such a dumb prank, but it might be funny.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to call. There's this fucking speed... Do you guys have Speedway down there?
Speedway, yeah. The gas station?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them here.
Okay. There's one over on right by there. I'm gonna start bitching about the hot dogs or something.
The fucking hot dogs.
See what happens there. Well, they have like real pretty people on the fucking website.
Yeah.
Fucking cocksuckers. It's like a bunch of ghetto fucking mongoloids.
Yeah, racetrack is it's always nasty, scummy, fucking shite.
Yeah, fucking this is real great. Store locator. This site is fucking for retards.
Who needs to find... I need to find a racetrack. I can't get my gas anywhere else but... I mean, that was Speedway. We got racetrack down here, too, but they compete with each other.
Oh, yeah?
It's like the southern knockoff version of Speedway's racetrack.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just like that.
Oh, here we go. All right. Let me see the gas price. Fucking gas prices suck right now.
Dude, they're insane, man.
Dude, down in fucking, down in Nashville, they were like fucking, it was like 40 cents cheaper.
Right.
It's crazy, man. I feel like I'm old talking about that shit. Who cares? I'm still able to buy what I need. And, dude, I'm about to fuck this stripper. Fuck yeah, dude. There's a stripper I met, crazy broad with like tattoos and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm in.
Tattoos.
Yeah, dude, she's a fucking freak, dude. But she's like really nice. Like I love talking to her and shit. Like,
yeah. How'd you meet her? How'd you meet?
I pulled that bullshit. Well, it's not really bullshit, but I was like, as soon as I came in, I'm like, you know, all that record producer bullshit.
Okay.
Which is actually true. Like everything I said was true. I just, you know, presented it in a way that made me look even better.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun. And then she was like, So. I didn't know. I thought she was bartending, but I've come to find out she's fucking stripping by the airport.
Really? So, she was saying like she's a bartender or a cocktail waitress or something?
She used to be, and then she started stripping a little bit, and fucking come to find out she sent me a MySpace. Talking to her on there, and she said, you know, I hate to wear clothes and I love to dance, so it kind of works out.
Okay.
I was like,
she can
right.
make money while she does it, so fuck it.
I like to bang your ass, and that's the only time I like to take my clothes off. But hey,
yeah,
work out for both of us. But yeah, she's got some piercing and shit. I usually don't like girls like that, but I don't know. There's something about that broad. Something weird.
Wow.
But anyways.
Anyways.
What was I gonna say? All right, so we are calling. Where are we calling?
I forgot.
I just gave you... Okay, so... Speedway.
Okay, that's the number you sent me there, alright?
I'm just gonna act like an old man. I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm so out of it.
Don't worry about it, man. It's cool. Alright, hang on. Let me try to connect that here.
Okay.
Fuck. Alright. I'm just gonna spoof a random number. Nothing special.
Oh, spoof... God, let me see here.
I can spoof the Kinko's.
What's that?
I can spoof as the Kinko's, too.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's somebody balls like a bust around here. Fucking Yeah, you could do that. Fucking, let's do another Speedway store.
Yeah, Speedway to Speedway.
Yeah. So here's the other one. I'm gonna paste this. This one I'm pasting now is the one you put in as. We can just call back and forth between the two, and then just start fucking with them.
Cool.
I don't know. It might be stupid, but all right. I'll give it a try.
I'm gonna call the Weber Road one first.
Yeah.
All right, hang on, man.
Speedway Weber, this is Doug. How can I help you? Yes, Speedway Weber, this is Doug. How can I help you?
Yeah, I went down there. Listen, you guys, how often do you change them hot dogs on that roll?
Well, right now I haven't had a chance to do it this shift because I've been stuck in my box all night.
Okay, well, I came down here a few hours ago and got a couple dogs. And, I'm going to have to...
Okay, you can come in tomorrow morning and talk to my manager. You can come in tomorrow morning. You can come in tomorrow morning and talk to my manager about that.
Okay,
I can't issue a refund.
I'm just going to come in now because, you know, tomorrow...
Okay, well, I don't have any fresh hot dogs on there yet, sir.
Okay, I'll...
All righty.
Okay, well, I'll wait. I'm going to come down and wait.
I haven't even been out of my box yet, sir. I got to go. I got a line of people here. You can come and take a look if you want. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. What the fuck is this box? Because, you know, they got their little bulletproof.
Yeah, they seal them in that little thing where you...
Now call the other one.
Speedway, you're speaking.
Hi, this is Doug. I'm from store 5235 over on Weber.
Okay.
Okay, we've had a real problem with you guys calling. I don't know who the hell's calling over there, but this showed up on the caller ID, and I know it's some kind of Speedway prank. So I want to know who the hell's been calling me and leaving messages.
Calling where?
Calling my store.
It's not us over here. I'm the only one who works the third shift over here.
Oh, really? How long you been there?
I've been here now almost a year.
No, I mean tonight.
I've been here since 9:30.
Okay, well, I got a little bit of calls down there, but I got one about half an hour ago.
It wasn't me.
Really screwed up. It was a female's voice, too. I want to know who's calling. Is it one of your girlfriends or something playing a joke?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got a real problem. I'll tell you what, here's my number. Does this number sound familiar to you?
I don't know none of the Speedway's numbers.
Well, I'll give it to you. You tell me if this sounds familiar.
Well, 614-263-5286. I don't know it.
Let me speak to your manager.
My manager
get him on
is
the
not
phone.
Here.
What?
My manager is not here.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, what are you doing there with all those customers just giving calls and stuff and harassing people? I mean,
I don't know.
We're in the same company.
I don't have calling here.
We're the same company.
I don't have calls calling here like that.
Okay,
so
well, I'll leave my
do.
Number. You got a problem, you talk to me, because I'm going to call back later on when there's not a bunch of customers. And we're going to discuss this. And no, I'm not drinking on the job. Here's my number, 614-263-5286. Now, that's my number. Stop calling. I know it's you.
Fucking pervert woman. She's still sitting there. The line's still open.
What?
The line was still open.
I think it blew that one.
We got any more of those stories?
Yeah, you got a whole list of them. You keep on calling it a change. Let's say now we're Doug.
Yeah, now we're Doug. You get people calling Doug
are.
Back. What the fuck, Doug?
Let's just keep on calling around and start pitching. Because, like, all of them are busy as hell right now. They're all pissed.
Yeah, all right, Maple Canyon. All right, let me do this one. I'll call as Doug. I'll fuck around with them a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
You got more in Columbus? I mean, is this, are there a lot of them there?
Oh, my God, dude. They got, like,
like 10 listings on the first page, and I think there's like a couple pages of them.
Fuck. All right, hang on. Let's do that. Let me get that. Yeah. We had fun. We did like an hour or so. That was fun. We
get a couple good ones then.
Bare enough.
Now it's hookers. Going to Giant Eagle.
Going to the Giant Eagle. Yeah, and the one lady's thinking the other guy, Doug. At the other gas stations, fucking around with him. That's good. Alright, man.
Doug, you cocksucker, stop calling.
Quit fucking around. Alright, dude. Thanks, man.
Hey, no problem, man.
Alright, man.
One time, all those, like, two listeners out there.
Three now. We went up another one.
Oh, shit.
We moved up.
Wonderful. I appreciate y'all listening wherever the fuck you're from or whatever.
Yeah, I'll throw this up online. We had some fun. There were some good pranks.
What's that?
I'll throw some of these pranks up online.
Oh, yeah?
They were pretty good. Some of them were pretty good. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, take it easy.
See you, man.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. All right, everybody. Thanks for who listened. That is all. Thank you.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.